From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Segment. I'm going to take about 45 minutes of calls. The last segment, I'm going to get into the FEMA camp documents and how this ties together with targeting veterans across the United States. But I was reading this really powerful article by Porter Stansberry, and he was going over examples of just incredible boondoggles. The man with 10 jobs getting $500,000 a year. When asked about his pay, Mr. McCampbell told the Tribune, "I didn't hold a gun to anybody's head. No, you just put fluoride in their water so they'd be mentally retarded. To get this, I'm not trying to do anything bad. What kind of world do we live in where neither this guy nor any of the other local officials who approved of the contract see a problem with the situation? And wait, there's still more. McCampbell also was given a free car and free gas, all paid for by taxpayers, who also covered the premiums for health and life insurance, as well as his pension contribution. Asked by the Tribune if he ever felt like he was being overpaid, McCampbell told the newspaper, I truly didn't. And to top it all off, taxpayers are still not done paying McCampbell. Because of salary bumps, bonuses, and cashing out of his unpaid sick leave, McCampbell was able to dramatically increase his final year's pay, which in turn gives him a pension estimate to be as high as $264,000 a year. McCampbell, who was 55 years old when he retired, could eventually live another 30 years or more, which could make his inflated pension worth $8 million. And don't forget, he didn't contribute a single penny towards his pension. That was also covered by taxpayers. Unfortunately, in America today, there are Roy McCampbells in every state, town, municipality, and every level of government. And it goes on. Right over here, it's got the $5 million toll booth worker. I mean, it's a big article. We got into just a few little areas of it. And this is why government is so arrogant. This is why they don't care. This is why all their minions have such hate for us and enjoy oppressing us. And why the TSA, you know, goes bobbing for apples in your underwear. It's because they want to let you know that you're going to line up and they're going to put their hands on you. They're going to get in your space because they know they're criminals and they know they're going to suck off of you. And they want to shut down the economy as fast as they can so that whatever money's left, you'll grovel for from them. This is why they want to wreck the land of milk and honey. This is why they want to butcher society. They know what they're doing. And I went and got the guys lunch today, or a late afternoon lunch, as a surprise. There's a little soup, place that has soup and grilled cheeses and stuff on South Lamar. And there were stacks of, was like three or four left of InfoWars magazine. In three or four days on the street, we beta tested in Austin. 50,000 copies were put out. I get 40,000 sold out in just a few hours, a day and a half or so. At InfoWars.com. But the point is that's being shipped out to everybody right now starting Monday. But the reason I get into this is I'm sitting there waiting 10 minutes while they cook the five sandwiches and everything and get it ready. And I'm sitting there in the shade outside reading my own magazine / newspaper. And I watch people walk up and go, "Ooh, Alex Jones, man, cool, glad there's some left. Oh, yeah, cool." And I'm sitting there. And nobody recognizes me because I'm sitting kind of on the corner. And then these two trendies come up, and they go, "What's this? Ew, that's Alex Jones, InfoWars. Oh, man, that's bad." In fact, what do you say exactly? He's like, "Ooh, that's not good. Ooh." As if, oh, my gosh, it's not good that I have a magazine. And I wasn't sure he meant that I was bad until he saw me sitting there and went, "Ooh," and turned around to his girlfriend and was like, that's him, oh my gosh, he's so crazy. And when I drove off, they were out there with hula hoops, because I guess they have a little trendy area right there, and they were doing hula hooping and acting like children, which is fine. But the issue is, I can't imagine that guy in hard times if all this stuff unfolds. Where I'm here covering all these real issues, and they've been instinctively taught, if anybody says, "Hey, we should be informed, we should be involved," they're like, "Ooh, that's a nasty bad man. You know, get away from me, you're evil. Oh, he's got a magazine. Oh, oh."
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, every trendy knows that there's no such thing as a private Federal Reserve. There's no world government. And fluoride is good for your brain. Evil conspiracy theorists say that. Of course, that's causing people a problem now when all over the news they're announcing, oh, a global government has been set up and six banks run it, and they're going to raise your taxes to pay off debts they created. But the police are watching you if you don't like it. So we've gone from world government doesn't exist, world government is here, and there are literally thousands of studies since the 20s that fluoride added to water increases cancer and also creates lethargy and lower IQs. Here's Fox News, fluoride in drinking water hurting your brain. Here's Reuters. The reason I talk about this is it just came out a few weeks ago, and I actually had somebody today, one person also laugh at me on the street when I was at the park and say, oh, it's the guy that thinks they put fluoride in the water. Not only am I wrong to think it's bad for me, thinking there's fluoride in the water doesn't exist. You have to understand. Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQ, published in Federal Government Journal. That's Reuters. Here is a bunch of other reports on it. Natural Society breaking major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride IQ reduction, massive reductions, long-term use as much as 20 IQ points. So if your child would have had 100, they're going to be an 80, which is a low-grade moron, nearly retarded. If you would have been 140, you'll be 120. 140 is genius. So, hey, but I understand. People have been drinking fluoride go, listen to the funny man. He said the fluoride in there. Okay, fine. Listen. Okay, I understand. I'm the bad man. I would have had 160 IQ. I only got 140. I grew up in Dallas drinking fluoride water so strong and make your head spin. Tasted like gasoline. I didn't know about fluoride when I was a kid. I just knew I got sick when I drank tap water. And always loved it when I could get a hold of spring water. You know, I played sports, you name it, and I learned to dread tap water. I learned to dread brushing my teeth because it gave me a headache. My dad was a dentist, is a dentist. So there you go. Doesn't matter how. Harvard says they looked at more than a dozen. Yeah, it's actually 20-plus studies of major scientific groups and universities and found it does lower IQ. They've done city-by-city comparisons. Oh, but again, I've been sent videos all over the U.S. You've seen them. They're all over YouTube. I've seen it here in Austin when I've had Dr. Connick go speak at the city council, preeminent toxicologist, university professor. I can have Dr. Blaylock, a brain surgeon, come out. You can send them to the city council where I live, and it's indicative of other cities, and sit there and present it, and the mayor will laugh or walk off. We're paying for a toxic waste over $1,200,000 a year. I've shown the bills here on air. For a toxic waste, they'd have to pay in Florida to store. Instead, they put it in our drinking water. And it's funny. Hey, Formula One makes billions. We shouldn't have to pay for this. Ha, ha, ha. I'm laughing at you. And all the trendies, when they laugh, go, ha, 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 and laugh with them. So This is what is happening, and no wonder the Russians, Lenin and Stalin in the 20s and 30s, on record, it's in Pulitzer Prize-winning two different books, and then the Nazis picked it up from them when they were sharing stuff during the Soviet-slash-Nazi pact when they divided up Poland, that if you put 3 parts per million fluoride in the water, it created docile people who were not very smart. Now, that's to get somebody in just a few months who's in your camp. If you give somebody 1.5 parts per million, like they do in the U.S., and you do it over a few years, it builds up in the synapse, in the pineal gland, in the pituitary, well, everywhere. And that's why you can't get upset. That's why you're giggling and drooling right now, and it's funny time. And listen to the funny man. I'm going to go watch preseason football. You were hit by a chemical lobotomy, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. But those of us that are still able to operate through this fog, we have a right to sue, you name it, these cities that are not removing this, when it's literally thousands of medical journals. Okay? Now, I said I'd go to your calls. The point is, you want to wonder why the government wants tyranny? Because it's run by special interests that are robbing us from every different angle you can imagine. The fluoride is a scam. They make us pay to be poisoned. You have to. Now they're announcing all over the city where I live, they're going to put up in parks and in parking lots and everywhere else meters to help pay for the Formula One. I mean, it's all a scam. It's all a fraud. They got Tim, John, Eric, Skip, Alan, Dean, Jeff, Scott, Aaron, John, Alexander, Scott, and others. And let's do this. Let's start at the bottom and go to the top. We always start at the top and go to the bottom. This is Helter Skelter. When we get to the bottom, we go to the top again. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing?
You're on the air worldwide, sir. Can you talk? Do you have energy?
Yes, I do.
Hit me hard.
It keeps coming out more and more. They're picking up their pace against us. And we, the American people, those that are waking people up, we have to step it up, like you said. I have banners. I probably have 13 banners sitting here right now. And I've made my own business card at the InfoWars, and I've been passing those out, too.
Well, Scott, you're awesome. I'm sorry if I sounded irritating at the beginning of the call. I'm very, very angry about all this. And it makes me very upset that we have a technocratic elite. There's an article on InfoWars.com today where they have all these top scientists openly saying they want a world government to carry out our extermination. Well, they're already exterminating us. Cancer viruses in the vaccines, fluoride in the water, and I'm sick of it. I'm a bad man, though, because I don't like being poisoned.
Well, I'm a bad man because I tell my family, don't consume fluoride, don't consume fluoride. But even though they look at me strange, they're starting to come around. And the thing that got me last week is that judge in Texas there in Lubbock County where King of the Hill, Peggy's from, is how he said he's getting ready. And it made me stop. I mow lawns for a living. It made me stop, and I started to shed a tear for this country because we now have credible people coming out and saying Obama's bad news. And he's, what can I say, Alex? What can I say?
No, you're absolutely right. And for those that don't know, our military was told last year and this year on C-SPAN in the Armed Services Committees, we have the clips, we played them at nauseam, that NATO and the UN commands our military and that Congress isn't over our military. That is red alert high treason. We're following UN edicts for Obama to shut down power plants. Congress didn't pass that law. We are under, look, they're appointing presidents in places like Italy and Greece right now that are former Goldman Sachs heads. God bless you. Keep it up, brother. We're going to go to break, and I promise, try to go to calls quick when we come back. But let me take you out to break with a county judge. That's the, you know, like the mayor of the county out in Lubbock on local Fox saying we got to get ready for the government to be handed over to the UN. Here it is.
Judge Head says he and the county must be prepared for many contingencies, one that he particularly fears if President Obama is reelected.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that? if the public decides to do that. Mm-hmm. He's going to send in U.N. troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already
asked him,
are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to back him. But here's the deal. It isn't going to be Obama. Obama's a puppet. It'll be our military, but taking U.N. orders. It already is. I mean, do I need to come back from break and play you the clips in the Senate Armed Services and the House Armed Services? This went on for 3 months where they would come back and they'd say, now you're going to admit Congress makes war, Congress declares war, Congress has the purse, you got to go to Congress. Nope, we get NATO authorization. Yeah, but you got to come to Congress. They don't go to Congress now for anything. And Congress sits there and takes it. So it is up to the states in nullification, 10th Amendment, to say no to this. But, folks, this is a world government. Should I play the clip on CNBC where they say we've been conquered by world government? Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Look, here's what drives me crazy. I've been awake for about 19 years. I've been on air for 17. I've been reading the globalist documents that are public. They think you're stupid, so they just admit their whole plan. It is beyond wicked. It is so massive and calculated and diabolical, and it manipulates and controls through corruption, through the unlimited currency and credit that the globalists can create, all of it fiat, counterfeit garbage. It is an empire run by larcenous con men, waging war against reality and against independence. Because they're criminals. They want you living on their global plantation. They want neo-serfdom. And there's just a lot of examples of this and a lot of different areas to this. But I remember growing up, but now every time I catch cartoons on television, whether it's stuff like Captain Planet, you name it, it's always the UN that defeats the aliens that are invading. It's always the global government on Star Trek. It's always the UN that are the good guys and the evil Texan is the bad guys in a new ABC news show they've got that they're developing called Founding Fathers, where the bad guys are evil gun-owning veterans and Texans. And you turn on television and you see these messages. Miss America praises the UN. You got to win. All the toys, I've shown this over and over again. I've gone to the toy store and shown it and done reports, say UN peacekeeper, global peacekeeper. We're all just being prepared. Obama became the first sitting president to be the head of the UN Security Council. Violates Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. And it's everywhere. We're sold this idea that the UN is going to be our savior, when really it was set up by the globalists to take over our sovereignty. And so there's all this conditioning. I remember learning 15 years ago from ROTC students, people that are training to be military officers in college in San Antonio, that they were training to take on militias in their ROTC drills when they would go out in the woods and things. They weren't trained to fight Al-Qaeda. They weren't trained to fight the Ruskies or the Chi-Coms. They were trained to fight conservatives and libertarians. Well, now I've got the reports right here. We're going to cover them later. It's big national news. The Army is training to take on the Tea Party. Well, yeah, I mean, I went to urban warfare drills 13 years ago. It's in my film Police State 2000. And there is the military, the Marines, with foreign troops, with role players, and they let me videotape it. And the role players are, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun? At a gun shop. And then you saw the troops taking guns in Katrina, going into high and dry areas, people in their own homes with their own generators and taking them. This is the mission. Everywhere the globalists get control, they take the guns. This is happening. And now the trendies are like, I want the UN to run things, Alex. Really? You know what the UN does worldwide? The trail of death and enslavement and child kidnapping that happens and sex slavery in the wake of these scum? I make it my business to study this 24/7. And they're taking over. Global government is taking place right now. It's admitted. In our new magazine, InfoWars Magazine, we've got a big article in here. It's one of the cover stories. Bankers declare that they've captured America. And they admit they've engineered the economic collapse. That's what's so frustrating, is they brag about all this. They think it's funny. They think you're idiots. They think you're morons. I'm going to go to your calls. I was trying to find that article. It goes over the whole thing. It's hard to be an awake person and have the globalists rubbing our face in it and then watching the general public poisoned on fluoride and aspartame and MSG running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, it's hard to watch cancer rates 10,000+% in children, diabetes up 3,000+% type 2, general cancer up over 2,000%. I mean, they're killing us. And then to have the documents where they designed it all and to know that I see these fathers with their children who are all triathletes and Mr. Tough Guy, or, you know, who are really good at business, but they're like, oh, I'm not getting into government corruption. That's not how you get ahead. There's no future because none of you will do anything about this. You just want to go play golf and act cool and act manly. And so we have no future because you won't face it when it's in your face. But there are people like that county judge in Lubbock that knows what's going on, are starting to figure it out. And so our only hope is as things get worse and worse, I wish they wouldn't get worse, but as they get worse, people are going to remember what we told them. Let's go to Alexander in Texas. You're on the air, Alexander. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great show this afternoon. You know, those guys might have been great triathletes or very smart people, but could they hula hoop? That's the big question, I guess, to ask.
Yes.
I do have one to knock your socks off here today. And I literally fell out of my chair this afternoon at the bottom of the first hour of your transmission. The local affiliate, KJ in Austin, when they went to local news, they covered a story on West Nile. And I was listening to the kind of halfway listening to the story as they were talking through it. Well, they start talking about how before the horse vaccine was brought in, they had, I think it was 17,000 cases last year or the year before of West Nile in horses. And then they said once the vaccine was introduced, whenever it was last year or the year before, those cases dropped to 14 total. And then I said, well, okay, no big deal, whatever.
But it's like an advertisement for vaccines, yeah.
Well, the story ends off with this, and this is what really knocked me out of my chair. It said, research on and the price of the vaccine was around $25, and they had a rancher on there interviewing, and then at the very very tail end of the story they say research on the human version of the vaccine was halted due to low profit margins. I said what?
Amazing! It's just amazing. You know what's crazy? A lot of these animal vaccines actually work because they're not designed to kill the animals. I mean, take veterinary medicine. They're there to get the animal well as quickly as possible. That's why it's all nutritional-based. We're dealing with herd medicine, not pet medicine. That's all big scam where they charge you 5-10 times what they should. Some of the wealthiest local people out there are that I know are, you know, veterinarians that charge 10 times what they should. But people in herd medicine, where I've worked for a large animal vet off and on over a three-year period, on the summers, then one time for part of a year. It's all about just getting them well as quickly as possible. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Alexander. Let's talk to John in Denver. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you.
Honor to talk to you.
As a man of faith, I actually think of you as a prophet, but that's not the reason I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is because I am from Chesterfield, Virginia, and I was scooped up as a veteran for cleaning a gun on my back porch, and the SWAT team of Chesterfield County came down on me. By the way, the Chesterfield County Police Department is probably as corrupt as the New York Police Department.
All right, let me stop you right there. We're going to break. I'm going to come back and recap this. We have the case that made AP, Reuters, Fox News, you name it, that pretty much broke on this show. He is one of our listeners. We've had his lawyer on. He is going to be on next week. He's Brandon Robb, Marine Corps Sergeant, honorably discharged, no criminal record, no psych record. He said he didn't like Obama, so the Chesterfield Police Department came and arrested him, said they were going to commit him for life, basically, over his comments. But we're going to break that down. They're arresting veterans everywhere.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Veteran who was there in a county of Virginia was basically kidnapped extrajudicially. They just came and grabbed him at his house, took him to a mental institution, and said, we're going to take your guns and your freedom's over for criticizing the president. And we played you clips from the news where they had police get on the news in Missouri and say, you will not criticize Obama or you will be arrested. That is lying about Obama to criticize him. If you're a new listener, I'm not kidding. I played the clip 20 times. It's unbelievable. You just type in Obama truth squads and you'll see the newscast online. They have them all over the country. And it shows these are authoritarians. You heard the school teacher tell the kids you can't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. And the school reinstated her. They said, that's right. This is a good thing. I mean, that's who these people are. They're robbing everything, and they want control of the society. Now, we had a caller who called in and said he lived in the same county there in Virginia. And what's funny is I had the head of the Rutherford Institute, the lawyer of the Marine. I had him on Thursday and Friday, and he said he talked to the local newspaper in Chesterfield who was shocked and said, John Whitehead, and he said the reporter was blown away. Because he found out in the last month, 20 people, a bunch of them veterans, had all been grabbed for no reason as well and thrown in the mental institution. And some of them disappeared. And, folks, these are like veterans with no criminal record who never even had a file in the military. And now we've learned all over the country, in Pennsylvania, you name it, it's happening. I had a talk show host on Wednesday who's popular, a Christian talk show, who criticized and said the government's, you know, collapsing things by design. We need to get ready. Well, that's what the cover of my new magazine says. Am I going to be arrested? They came, took him, locked him up for weeks until he agreed to sign an agreement that he was mentally ill. Sounds like North Korean prison or something, and would turn his guns in and never own one again. No judge, no jury. It's outside the system. And then this caller calls in and says, I was cleaning my gun on my porch. Folks, you clean your gun on your porch so that it doesn't get the house dirty. All over the nation, I'm a news hound, I have seen hundreds of reports in Massachusetts and places like that where even in rural areas, a guy will skin a buck in his backyard and the neighbors call the police and they go to jail for disorderly conduct. In an area that's on the edge of town that's been, you know, built up but still on the edge of town. People are getting arrested who live in counties where it's legal to shoot guns on their property. Their neighbors don't like it. Cops come. But I see articles all the time. It's always the same. Man arrested for arsenal. And the state, I'll look it up, and it doesn't have an arsenal law. 11 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo were taken from Korean War veteran, you know, John Smith. His guns were taken and he's being charged. You wonder, what's he being charged with? And because the neighbors see them putting a rifle in their car to go to the range or cleaning a gun in their garage. It's always the same. Or the cable company repair person saw the cache of weapons. A J.T. Coyote, who writes for Infowars.com. Real name something Travis. The point is, it was in the news. He was trying to sell his house. He had a reloading kit in his garage. The realtors thought it was bomb-making equipment, and he got SWAT teamed. So this is the new Stasi state we live in, okay, where these weird jellyfish nobodies that literally couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag hate those of us that know how to use a gun, especially veterans. I mean, they hate you. That's why Homeland Security says you're the number one enemy. You are the new Al-Qaeda, more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. You are what Homeland Security's for, because they know you're the only people that aren't in a jellyfish trance who won't go along with the world government. They hate you. You're the enemy. The whole thing's for you. I'm sorry I'm ranting. John in Denver, I'm going to hurry now. Go ahead and finish your point. We'll go to everybody else.
Thank you, Alex.
Tell folks what happened to you. Start over. Tell people.
Well, I was out on my back patio cleaning a gun, and a neighbor obviously saw me back there, called 911, and when the SWAT team came around the house, there must have been 20 or 30 of them, and my wife was actually sitting on my lap when they came around the house, and the gun was on the table, and they came in fully loaded and ready for bear, and I looked up and I said, what are you guys doing here? And the next thing I know, I had handcuffs on. I was told I wasn't being arrested, but I was carried off to one of the local police stations in Chesterfield County where I had to be psychologically evaluated. The whole time.
So it wasn't enough to, I mean, I would imagine as they're putting cuffs, you said, I was just cleaning my gun.
Yeah, well, the point was is that I get there and this psychiatrist comes in, and I was sober, I was calm, I wasn't upset, and I'm looking at him and he's asking me questions, and I ask him, do you ever watch Western movies? And he said yes. And I said, well, a friend of mine in Denver suggested a long time ago to me that if I were to watch a Western with a single shot Western style pistol in my lap or a Winchester type rifle, that I would enjoy the movie more. And I did. Now, what was really crazy was that while I was being interviewed by this psychiatrist, the police went through my house and ransacked it and confiscated all my weapons. And when the dust settled and the smoke cleared, I was missing six ammo cans, a 12-gauge shotgun and 9mm rounds, and they had taken all my weapons. And I was allowed to go and claim them the next day, but now they're all registered in the county.
Listen. Veterans are on file. You're the enemy. This whole thing is a foreign takeover. So, of course, if you're a foreign banking takeover, the enemy is the troops. And you do their dirty work, but then you're the enemy later. So when you heard about this, though, did you hear Whitehead, the lawyer on the show, where he said they're rounding veterans up in that county? And they're rounding them up everywhere.
I've been listening to you for years, Alex, and I appreciate what you do. I wish everybody could wake up to you. Those that I talked to, I think one of your callers in the last week or so suggested that you give us some advice as to how to talk to people who are asleep, because the minute I mention your name, I get resistance from people. And anyway, the close.
You know why you get resistance? That's because they know my name and they're afraid. They feel powerless, and so when they hear it, they're like, "I don't want to hear about it." But as things get worse, they will be forced to wake up. I got to jump, but very interesting story. Let's go to Tim in Pensacola, Florida, then John in Chicago, and others. Tim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks a lot. I'm a long-time listener here in Pensacola. I go back to the old WVTJ days.
Oh, yeah. Great station.
Yeah, back one of your first AM stations here in Florida. You asked for calls on some of the rip-off government boondoggles.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody actually called in on the topic. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to take it to an area where I think one of the greatest government boondoggles is the amount of money that we're paying in foreign aid to all of these region-building projects where we're building government infrastructure around the world.
Yeah, it's over $300 billion a year, and I say take it away from everybody. Hey, don't take my house for the IRS so you can give $3 billion to Egypt. No, get rid of it.
Well, that's right, and I don't call it nation building, Alex, and there's a lot of information on the internet as well on this. It should be called region building, because what we're doing is, you're familiar with the TAPI pipeline that's going to go through.
Yeah, stay there. Come back and finish your point, and then we'll get to John, Eric, Skip, Dean, Jeff, and Scott. I want to get everybody. I'll mention a few of the FEMA camp document numbers as well. But no. America's been taken over. Now the globalists exploit us to destroy other sovereign nations and the name of humanitarianism to create poverty and to break things into regions. And that's all admitted. I mean, that's not even debated. They just think you're so stupid, you won't go read all the UN documents. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is so frustrating to see people in their normalcy bias. And normalcy bias is where you just get conditioned to put up with anything. To the point of, you know, you let the Nazis take your neighbor away and it's no big deal because, well, they've been doing it incrementally. Or, oh, I'm going to let the TSA take my 5-year-old behind closed doors now. Not only is it groping in front of you, now it's groping privately. And, oh, so what if nationwide it turns out they're hiring convicted perverts and robbers and bank robbers to work at the TSA? It's okay. It's the government. They're trying to condition you and break your will. I'll have to get more tomorrow into all of our articles I mentioned because I want to go to these calls dealing with the Army being taught that their enemy is the Tea Party and they're preparing for war with the Tea Party. That's even again in the Washington Times. The civilian inmate labor camp program, the re-education camp program, the Army admits, FM 3-39.40, internment resettlement operations. Talks about our Social Security numbers, how to process this in for political re-education. This is a very bad government. And it knows that it's trying to get the military to engage in treason, and those that won't are going to be the new enemy. Just like in France, if your country was occupied by the Nazis and you didn't serve the Nazis, you were a bad guy. Well, we're the bad guys. Those of us that aren't dumb, those of us that aren't idiots, those of us that are informed, those of us that aren't completely brain damaged by the fluoride, we're the bad men. Tim in Pensacola, finish your story about a boondoggle. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Alex. I wanted to use this region building concept to get into, just for a second, get into an area where I think you and I thought we had a little bit of a disagreement, maybe not. But do you remember the, I'm sure you do, the New York Times op-ed that Henry Kissinger wrote just after Obama was elected? It was called The Chance for a New World Order. And in that op-ed, he gave one of the greatest examples of Hegelian dialectic that I've ever seen. He said in that article that we have two options. We now is the time, we mean the globalists, that we need to seize this opportunity for a world global regulatory system. And if we don't do this, he said we have to shrink back to more manageable size units. And then he went on to refer to regional units. And this is what I know.
You're missing the forest for the trees. They want mega regions that actually have the government power. And then the old national regions are broken into sub-mini states along racial, religious, and ethnic lines that the globalists then stir up and keep stirred up. And then the globalists play the part of referee. So it's 10 mega regions. This is a public plan with breakups into 3 to 5 to 7 regions per area along other lines as macro and mini states.
I think we're on the same page. It's just semantics. I agree with you. 10 mega regions, and eventually they want to go to the trilateral and the one system, but it's the 10 regions, and the reason I say that is because they're building these infrastructures in these 10 regions now, and those 10 regions are in existence now. They all have names.
No, it's all official, and then they know the public's dumbed down, so they go, that doesn't exist. They teach police. There's no world government run by megabanks. Anyone that says it wants to kill you. These are cop killers. They teach them that. Meanwhile, it's on the news. World government being established by foreign banks. Thank goodness they rule us. Got to jump, Tim. I mean, it's just crazy. We've been occupied. They're mopping up right now. We've still got a First Amendment. Now the FCC has, here's the Drudge Report headline, power grab. FCC seeks to tax internet service. Kurt Nemo's got an in-depth article at Infowars.com on that. John in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Everything you've been talking about exactly has been predicted by John Coleman. You know, UN takeover, everybody's going to love
him. Yeah, he was in MI6, and I want to get John Coleman back on. Did we try to get John Coleman back on? Yeah, let's get John Coleman, the Brit, the author, back on.
In Chicago, you know that there are, on the trains, about 7 cameras on, like, every single train.
And they now have TSA searching your bags on the roads and the bus terminals. Yep.
I was talking to someone yesterday, and he told me that he wants there to be no countries. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think that would mean, no countries?
Well, you'll still have countries at the football games and things like that, but it's just a shell name for fake patriotism, but no countries means big mega banks doing whatever they want, taking over and jacking up your prices and shutting down competition. That is the new world order. I appreciate your call, John. Eric in Texas, you're on the air.
Howdy, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
This is the Alex Cato radio show, I presume.
I'm missing what you're saying there, Eric.
I'm just joking. Anyway, there's some good solutions out there, especially on the energy front. And one is the Gitu processor who saw an interview on Prison Planet, and then the space car generator from Tawari out of India.
Send me an email on it. We're not really talking about alternative energy right now, but I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Skip in New York. Skip, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I've been listening for a few years. I don't pop up very often. I've given some news tips to you. This might be a little bit off subject, but about three and a half weeks ago, I heard a small blurb on a news broadcast, and that's the only thing I heard, that down in Georgia, the state house is voting on using guillotines as an alternative for capital punishment, and the premise that they're using is it will leave your organs in better condition to harvest them.
Yeah, I know. I've seen different state governments talking about that as well. And, remember, states like Arkansas under Bill Clinton, who claims he loves gay people so much, when he was governor and then after he was governor, they would knowingly sell blood to Bayer filled with HIV and hepatitis, and Bayer knew, and they would ship it out to the hemophiliacs. I mean, these are the psychopaths who have absolutely no value for human life. Thank you for the call. Dean in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to touch on the taxation subject. Why wouldn't we maybe call out every taxation agent for who they are, like their name, where they live, what they did to us particularly, and all the way down from, let's say, the guy that writes you a ticket on the street to Timothy Geithner. I mean, if we really...
Yeah, we need to get aggressive. Government has gotten aggressive because it's feeling us blind, it's corrupt, and it wants to get rid of freedom because freedom and due process holds them accountable. Governments always want tyranny. And it is time to start pointing out, you want to charge me to go in a park that's been free forever, and then they admit so they can pay for the Formula One track for some guy that's so rich, ripping people off, he gave his daughter $4 billion last year as a gift? No! I am sick of your corporate welfare. I'm sick of it. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I kind of agree. So why wouldn't you, why wouldn't we as a whole, as a collective, set up something maybe at the end of their road?
Sir, look, it just takes you getting aggressive yourself. I can't organize it. It takes people like our forebears did, recognizing we got a bunch of slugs. Did you know George Washington, if you weren't an insider of the government, wasn't even allowed when they went out and cut down trees and set up good farmland, that the British aristocracy would take that land? They would only let you sell it to them for nothing, that you couldn't finish products and sell it to England or Europe. You had to send away to England to get your carriage or get your clothes and pay 20 times what it was worth. It was a monopoly. Our whole war to set up this country was about a bunch of pig insider monopoly people. That's the American system is against that. And now we've gone right back to it. Let's jam in one more call. We'll try two more real fast. Jeff in Texas and Scott in New York. Go ahead, Jeff.
Alex, man, the whole thing is just incredible. You're talking about boondoggles, and your guest, the caller just a few minutes ago, mentioned West Nile. Well, I mean, there's
that's a government line. Manufactured, just like Lyme disease. The average person doesn't even know that.
Absolutely, and you know they haven't even isolated the virus. Never even isolated.
They've discovered a new autoimmune disease. Yeah, the rats they feed GMO to get autoimmune disease. They've now got all these brain-eating amoebas in the regular tap water because they've gotten resistant to the chlorine. Oh, man, it's incredible. I know people that send their kids to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't even do a swab. They just give them antibiotics, which then creates superbugs. I'm out of time. Sorry to Scott. Got to most people. Love you all. You're awesome. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, pray for us. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, on your local AM and FM stations or XM 166, or the free audio streams at Infowars.com, video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew, the sponsors, the listeners. We couldn't do it without you. Get the free magazine digitally sent to your inbox at Infowars.com/newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.